Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
Welcome into not Substation 2, but to Gold Hill Road, site of the brand spanking new Piedmont Medical Center, Gold Hill Road Emergency Department. And we're doing our broadcast today out here, and our broadcast, of course, made possible by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors. Find out more online at AndersonGriggs.com. And of course, Piedmont Medical Center is with us, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. With us today, ladies and gentlemen, we came up here to talk about this brand new multi-million dollar facility. We thought we could get the CEO up here, and by golly, he is here. But this is a different person. This is a whole different persona. He is brought with him his own cheering squad here because there's something coming up that he's really interested in, and see if you can figure out what it's about. Oh, God help us. Here we are, ladies and gentlemen. He has his LSU hat on. He's got purple and gold, and he is ready to go, and It's the Kitty Cats versus the real Tigers, the Clemson Tigers. Is that right?
Thank you, Manning. Thanks for being here. I just want one thing to say to you. Go Tigers.
This is Mark Nasaka, who is the CEO of Piedmont Medical Center. And we are actually in the receiving area for all the freight here at the brand new ER at Piedmont Medical Center, because everything else is just kind of getting ready. And we just thought this would be the good place to do it, don't you think, Mark?
Thank you, man. Look, Manning, I'm just delighted you're here with us today, and we're so excited about what we're doing here. I do appreciate you taking a moment to have a little fun with, you know, because we're all getting ready for the Tiger Bowl, right?
That's the Kitty Cats versus the Tigers. You are the Kitty Cat.
Okay.
Go ahead. Feel free to say what you want.
We're here to talk about the emergency room.
Come on now. I bet it's inside of you. Okay. Just let it out. Let it out.
Tigers are going to be number one. Tigers are going to be number one.
You're right. So, Clemson Tigers.
So.
Kitty Cats will be going home.
I know. I'm being cued in to focus on the emergency room. But you got to admit, Coach O has got to be the greatest coach in college football. And
that's right. Dabo Sweeney. Nice try.
And you know, we've got a Heisman Trophy quarterback, 5 touchdowns in the first half last game. So we're real excited.
That's because he didn't have any opposition.
What's going to happen Monday night?
Will not happen with Clemson.
Down there in the Superdome and Tigers versus Tigers in the Tiger Bowl.
Are you going to the game?
I'm not, but I will be viewing every minute of it.
Well, you could also be listening to the 8-hour Clemson University broadcast on WRHI, which I know you'd love to hear.
Very good. Very good. Very good.
All right, enough about all this rivalry. It's going to be a big game, and, of course, you're going to be hearing it all on our sister station. No, you're going to be hearing it on WRHI, the mothership. Yes, we will be having that broadcast, and it will begin, I don't know what hour, but there'll be all the pregame activity you'd like in the game and the postgame and what have you. So this is quite a structure. It's not open yet, by the way. If you're driving down Gold Hill Road, you will not be able to really figure out where it is because the sign is draped and it's covered. But we do know the address is 995 Gold Hill Road. 995 Gold Hill Road. What brought all this about, Mark?
So look, Manning, you know, you and I have met before, and I really thank you for having us back on your program because it gives us a chance to, you know, reach out to all your listeners and talk about all of the wonderful things we're trying to do at Piedmont Medical Center to better serve the people of this community. And so thank you for your time and allowing us to reach out to your listeners. Look, we look at what are the needs of this community and how do we meet those needs? That's what we look at. And when we do, you know, one of the things we see is that people need health care in the communities where they live in a timely manner, high quality, excellent service. And so that's our mission, is to serve this community, provide high quality care that's easily accessible, that's in people's communities. Now, you know, one of the things that you and I have talked about is healthcare is such a challenging area to provide that in. It's really costly. It requires lots of people and lots of experts. And yet, when somebody's not feeling well, what matters is they get the care they need right away. And so building an emergency room here is about coming into this community, coming across the river, which is always a challenge for people, coming across that river and having a front door to care, a front door to emergency care, a front door to highly complex care right here in this community. And then from there, giving people access to other specialists and other levels of care. So we looked at what are the needs, and we identified this particular need. So this project has been in the works for over 2 years. This isn't something that you just do in 30 days or 90 days. We've been at this for over 2 years. You know, you have to get permission from the state. You have to get financing. You have to make sure that you're planning correctly. And then you have to start to recruit high-quality emergency physicians and high-quality nurses and leadership. And you got to hire an architect, and you got to get a contract, and you got to do all of this work. Well, we've done it. And so here we are on the precipice, if you will, of opening up a new level of highly advanced care in this community, which we're going to have our opening on the 20th of this month. We have a ribbon cutting before that. We're going to have an opening on the 20th. And so we've got doctors lined up, nurses lined up, the team lined up. And right now we're just putting the finishing touches, you know, getting the equipment, the supplies in their places. We've got, you know, all the other beds and monitors and all that's in place already. And so now it's just making sure that everything works right. So when the first patient comes, they get the right level of care. And so we're real excited about this. We think that it's going to be great for the community, but it's also good for our organization because it enables us to expand and grow and to reach out in this community and be a bigger part of who we want to be for others here.
This is a fully, what would you call it? Fully equipped, that's what I want to say, emergency room. And if you were to compare this to your recently expanded brand new emergency room down at the mothership, Piedmont Medical Center on Hurlong Avenue, basically everything that you have down there is what you've got up here?
Look, the only difference is the operating rooms are just a little closer to the other one. But in terms of the access to the surgeons and to the cardiologists and the specialists, it happens just as quickly. You go to the emergency room, the emergency doctor and nurses triage the problem, and they initiate care. And they immediately, if they need a specialist, get on the phone and call a specialist, even if he or she's in the building. No different here, right? The emergency room doctor is going to diagnose. The emergency room nurses are going to immediately start to implement care. And they're going to, if you need a specialist, they're going to get on the phone and call the specialist. And so the care will be the same. Now, if you need to actually get into the operating room, we'll get you there real quick, right? It's not, you know, and so yeah, it's, you know, there's that difference, but we've already planned for that. Keep in mind, we own and operate the 911 EMS service for York County. We've been doing that for many years. Chief Eric Morrison and his team do an excellent job throughout the county. So if we need to get somebody to, you know, another area of care, we've got people standing by. There'll be an ambulance here, you know, running in and out of here all day long and night. And so we'll have access to whatever level of care people need. But the important thing is to initiate complex care right away. We'll do that here. If somebody comes in and they think they're having a heart attack, we'll start diagnosing it here. If they start having a stroke, we're going to diagnose it here, and we're going to start treating people right away. And so I think the important thing is to think about when people need an emergency room, they need it because they need care faster.
And that's the whole key. The key is once you have a problem, to get care as quickly as you can. And this is the most rapidly growing portion of your county, right up here in the northern part.
Right.
It's busting at the seams. And so now you don't have to worry about traversing all the way down across the Catawba River to Piedmont Medical Center. You got it right here.
Correct. Now, so what's going to happen is same level of care that you get into the, you know, the emergency room in Rock Hill, you're going to get now right here in Fort Mill. And but if somebody has a level of you know, injury or illness that requires immediate care from, say, you know, the cardiac cath lab or the operating room, we're going to be initiating that care here just like we would at the other emergency room. We're going to get them in there right away through one of our two years, we're going to be going right across Fort Mill to the new hospital, right? That, right?
Less. I did not bring that up.
Less than 2 years, okay? As we like to say, Manning, that new hospital never been closer. And so, in less than 2 years, we expect to be opening the doors there. And so, this emergency room is going to work in concert with the hospital in Rock Hill. The hospital is going to get built here in Fort Mill, and we're expanding access to care for people in this community. And so this is the next step for us, but we anticipate more steps in the future. But in all of this, same high level of care, same repeatable care, focus on outcomes, making sure that people are safe, they get the care that they need. And so that's our primary focus, safety and quality.
This represents a major investment. Round numbers, what when you look at building and equipment, what have you, what are you looking at?
Yeah, round numbers, because when you start adding up all those zeros that go, you know, behind the millions, they're all round, Manning. Every zero behind that those millions is round.
I guess. Yeah. Bottom line is, you're not going to tell me what the it's tens of millions of dollars, I'm sure, when it's all said and done. Now, this will also, I would think, help out with the ongoing challenge of the demand that is put on Piedmont's emergency room down on Hurlong Avenue.
Right. So look, going back to your last comment that we're kind of making a joke about, healthcare is very expensive to deliver. The buildings are expensive, the people are expensive, and it's expensive for the customer, the patient, right? Nobody's happy with how expensive it is. We had to build this, not cheap, right? But yet, we're delivering high-quality care. Nobody wants us to go cheap if we're trying to deliver high-quality care, right?
Amen to that.
Right. So we didn't spare any expense, right? We didn't overspend, but we invested, you know, over $10 million, right, in getting this facility up and running, and then lots of money in having the staff and people here. And so, once again, it's about ensuring the same level of care that we provide at our other emergency room. Now, do I think it's going to relieve problems there?
Who knows, right?
Because we would like it to, sure. We would like to relieve challenges that we have. But this community is growing. And as it grows, you have more people that need health care. So as soon as we solve one challenge, a new one's going to pop up, right? And so that's why we have to keep evolving and growing and challenging ourselves to do more, be more for people. And that's what we're doing by building this new emergency room.
And this is just part of the infrastructure. You got the new emergency room here. You've got the upgraded emergency room down at Piedmont Medical Center. You've done all kinds of renovations to that hospital over the years. You've got these urgent care centers that are spread out all over the place. You operate the 911 system at no cost to the taxpayers. And so you pretty much got your footprint where it needs to be. But as you point out, with the rapid growth that we're having, this is an ongoing challenge.
You know, think about it this way. Some things have to be centralized in one spot because they're so complex. Take, for instance, heart surgery. Right? You don't want to do heart surgery everywhere. It's not like, you know, it's not a simple procedure. It's not like suturing a laceration. You know, it's complex. You have a team of people. That has to be in one place where you can have all of those resources in the ICU. However, there's other things where the best care is the care that's local, quicker, more accessible. And so when you think about what you just said, the urgent care centers that we have, the new emergency room we have, it's all about providing the highest level of care we can close to where people are, but then making a determination where it's so complex, we should be doing it somewhere else where we can have more people around. And so now the good news is we're experts at this. We're pros, we're professionals. We know how to decide what care can be safely done in one spot and what care requires more people to ensure safety. And so our system is designed that way. Look, one of the things that we're real proud of is, you know, when we talk about heart surgery, we it's phenomenal what the heart surgeons are doing in Rock Hill right now. I mean, just shocking to me, the high level of care and how many people receiving that care. In a few short months, we're going to open up our expanded stroke center where you can actually go into somebody's brain. It's common now. Put a catheter into the heart, take out a blood clot when they're having a heart attack. You can actually put a catheter into people's brains now and pull out a blood clot to fix a stroke. We're going to be doing that in a few short months. But that's something that requires more people. It should be done in the big hospital, right? But there's other things that you can diagnose more quickly if you have an emergency room like this. For instance, somebody comes in with dizziness. What is that? Dehydration? Maybe. A stroke? Let's hope not. But if it is, you want to diagnose that immediately, because with a stroke, if the conditions are right, we can give the clot buster drug right away, right? So here we can do that. We don't have to send that to a big hospital. We can do that in this emergency room. Diagnose the stroke, initiate care. Now, we'll want to follow up on that. We'll want other people to you know, make sure that the patient stays safe. There's more to it. But the important thing is, you know, time is muscle for the heart. Time is muscle for the brain. We want to initiate these life-saving treatments faster. If somebody gets into some kind of an accident, they're bleeding, we want to stop that right away. So having this emergency room here enables us to initiate the care. We'll know if it can be safely done here. We'll know if, in order to keep the patient safe, we need to then advance them to another level of care. We're professionals. We train in that. We have policies, protocols, experts. That's what we do.
All right, and with all that being said, we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break. Remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, not live from Substation 2. We want to thank Charlie Ruffalo for allowing us to go on the road. But our program series, of course, made possible by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Anderson Briggs Investments of Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors, online at AndersonGriggs.com. And, of course, Piedmont Medical Center, a community built on care, PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. All right, now, we want to see if these LSU guys know what really is going on in the world. Turn that thing off. We're at Substation 2. We prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week, and there's only one way to do it, and you should know this, Tiger Guy. You ready? One, two, three.
Chop, slice, chop, slice, chop. Slice. Garden.
Half right. Back after these words.
If it's 12:30, it's Straight Talk on WRHI.
Hey, Manning, I hear the gyros are back at Substation 2.
That's right, Alex, and they are great. They're made to order, served hot, on warm, soft pita bread with creamy tzatziki sauce, onion, and tomato. And I can't wait to get one.
Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Dividend Amp. Dividend Amp is the easiest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Enroll in Dividend AMP today, and the dividends from your eligible interest-bearing accounts may qualify for Dividend AMP transfers. Log into Founders Online to enroll today. Relax, we're helping you amp up your savings. Account restrictions apply, federally insured by NCUA.
This is Danny Rogers with Paul Davis Restoration. When you are faced with damage to your home, there is only one company you need to know, Paul Davis Restoration. Only one company that 4 out of 5 insurance adjusters or agents surveyed said they would use Paul Davis to work on their own homes. There is only one company you need to know. Call Paul Davis Restoration, 803-329-1140. It is better to know Paul Davis Restoration and not need us than to need Paul Davis and not know us. 329-1140.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for 4 generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have 6 pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
These days, everybody wants peace of mind. Some people do yoga. Some meditate. Me? I use Ready Home Security from Comporium. Ready Home lets me monitor my house, even when I'm hundreds of miles away. With Ready Home, I can use my phone or tablet to set my alarm, turn on lights, lock the doors, even control my thermostat. Yoga's great, but knowing that everything's great at home, now that's peace of mind. That's Ready Home. To learn more about Ready Home, visit Comporium.com or call 888-403-2667.
Have you been personally managing your investment account? Are you happy with your results? Maybe you should consider hiring a genuine money manager. If you have $100,000 or more, call the professionals at Anderson Griggs Investments and see how they can help you. Anderson Griggs, 324-5044, or online at AndersonGriggs.com.
If you need catering, Substation 2 has a number of options. Right, Charlie?
At Substation 2, we have giant party subs, we have sliced deli meat trays, we have sandwich trays. We basically have everything you need for the party except the people, and we can supply them too.
Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are at the brand new emergency room, the Gold Hill Road emergency room, operated by Piedmont Medical Center, which will not officially open until the 20th of January. And we are actually out here in the cargo bay where lots of boxes and there's lots of upfitting going on inside the brand new ER. And it is really nice. I said to myself when I walked in here, with all these nurses getting things set up, this would be the time for me to have a stroke or something, because I'd have everybody and their brother, hey, we have a real live patient here. All right.
And you would have been right. You would have been right until I realized that you're a Clemson fan.
Yes. By the way, the CEO of Piedmont Medical Center is wearing a very obnoxious purple and gold hat with LSU smeared all over the front of it. So once again, it'll be the Kitty Cats against the Clemson Tigers on Monday night.
One heart, one team. Go Tigers.
All right. Would you like to introduce the nuts and bolts of this operation?
I would. And as you say the nuts and bolts, I would say our outstanding nursing director. That's what I would say.
Well, that comes under the umbrella of, all right.
Is Michelle Walk, and she's with us today. And a valuable key leader for us, does a great job managing a very busy emergency department in Rock Hill. And she's going to also be overseeing the people here. And the good news of that is she's responsible for ensuring the same care regardless of location. One leader managing the same protocols, the same policies, the same people to ensure that people get the same level of high quality care no matter where they are. Michelle Walk.
Michelle, come on over here into the studios here, out here in the cargo bay of Piedmont Medical Center. So tell everybody a little bit about your background.
So I am originally from West Virginia. I've been here in Rock Hill at Piedmont Medical Center for 15 and a half years.
I hear that Southern accent.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I've always done emergency care, done a few other things outside of that, but the love that I have in nursing revolves around emergency care.
Good for you. So the first question I have is, how does one person oversee two emergency rooms that are operating 24/7, 365?
Very strategically. And I'm lucky to have a very good leadership structure up under me as well, and really phenomenal nursing staff, clinicians that work under me as well.
You introduced me, or pointed out, I can't remember, to a person that you have hired. Mm-hmm. Who's going to be your right-hand person?
Yes. So for Gold Hill Emergency Department, my right-hand person will be Josh Crawford. He has been in emergency nursing for several years as well. He's also managed a freestanding emergency department, so he has good experience, good knowledge on that. So we'll be working really close together.
To staff a facility like this, mm-hmm. I don't know, what do you have to hire, 50 people?
So this facility has created 40-plus jobs for the community. So we're really excited, a lot of new faces, a lot of new team members that bring a lot of experience.
Now, I've heard it's pretty common knowledge that getting good, high-quality medical people is not the easiest thing in the world. So how did you bring that many in at one time?
So we have a very strong recruiting team at Piedmont Medical Center in Rock Hill who have worked to kind of put us out there. And, you know, the biggest thing is word of mouth. When people hear that you have opportunities and they enjoy working with you, that really helps to bring more players to the team.
And I would imagine with not only with the reputation of Piedmont Medical Center, but the fact that this is a brand spanking new facility, certainly makes it an attractive opportunity.
It definitely does to be able to open a facility and kind of set the standard from the ground up.
Now, as far as the members that you've hired here, do they work in terms of what types of equipment are going to be in here, what kind of supplies are going to be in here?
Mm-hmm. So we kind of onboarded all of our new staff at the Rock Hill location to get accustomed to the things that we have. But we're doing a really big focus here at Gold Hill starting actually tomorrow and all next week to get staff really trained up on new equipment that's here. You know, new monitors that are here, you know, and even expanding out to the support services with CT machines and x-ray and ultrasound machines, just all the advanced lab equipment that we have here, getting everybody trained up on that in the next couple weeks.
So you personally must be pretty excited about this. I mean, this is something brand spanking new.
Brand spanking new. And I'm really excited because I've been at Piedmont, you know, for 15 and a half years, like I said, and have seen a lot of growth. I was part of the ED expansion in Rock Hill. And just the talk of this, you know, has been super exciting. But to really see that it's going to happen January 20th, we will open our doors and we'll be able to serve the community here in Fort Mill.
You know, I've heard it said before, and I think it's so true, that if you take a look at the quality of services that are offered by Piedmont Medical Center, they are far and above what one would expect for this size community. I mean, this is big time operation here. They're doing, as Mark pointed out, you know, heart surgeries, they're doing brain surgeries. I mean, we're lucky to have this level of commitment from a healthcare provider.
Yes, we are. And it's very interesting when I bring in new staff who are interested in opportunities. You know, they think it's a small hospital and a small community. And when we start to talk about like all the advanced treatment and services that we offer at Piedmont, it really starts to get people excited and surprised that, you know, a hospital our size would offer such high level care.
When I came here 35 years ago, I think the medical staff was under 100. And now it's, what, close to 500, 400, something like that, Mark? I mean, that's with specialties that we never would have thought we would have had here in Rock Hill.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And you know, just over the years, the growth. And Mark has really been very, you know, instrumental in helping to bring more services and still with plans on bringing more services. It's really an exciting time for Piedmont.
All right, Mark, I want to get you back over here because I know one thing, and we only have about a minute and a half left here. You are very focused in on patient outcomes. You're watching that all the time.
That's correct.
Which is good.
Yeah. Right. Right.
And all these scores that you tell me about are improving all the time.
Look, people don't come here to watch a movie, right? They come here because they have specific healthcare needs that they need experts to treat. And so we take that very seriously. It's a privilege for us. But it's also a very serious matter for us that we ensure that we're giving people the expert level of care that they can only get from places like here. And so we take that responsibility very seriously. And so the way to ensure that is to look at what's the outcome? Did people get what they came here for?
Mark Nosaka, Michelle Walk, Daisy Burrows, everybody else. Thanks very much, and one more time. The Kitty Cats taking on the big Clemson Tigers. We'll see what happens on Monday night, Mark.
Go Tigers.
Go Tigers, all right. That'll wrap up our Straight Talk program live from the ER, the Gold Hill ER at Piedmont Medical Center, opening on January 20th. Our program presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax here with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor, Anderson Griggs Investments in Old Town Rock Hill. Common sense, intelligent advice for conservative investors online at AndersonGriggs.com. And our thanks to Charlie Ruffalo for allowing us to go online. Remember now, we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. Get it right now. Go ahead, Mark.
Slice, slice, slice. Slice. Garden, 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 garden.
Got it. Yay. All right. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.